There's something new on Ayers LA every day. My name is Dr. Bill Takeshita, and I'm the Chief of Optometric Services at the Center for the Partially Sighted in Los Angeles, California, and the Consulting Director of Low Vision at the Braille Institute of America. Each Tuesday, we're going to bring to you the latest information on computers and adaptive technology. The C-Desk for Media software program. I'm certain that many of you enjoy listening to audiobooks that you download from the National Library Service BARD program. This is a free program for people who are legally blind, which enables them to download digital books from the National Library Service. One of the issues that often occurs with this type of download is that if you are using a screen reader such as JAWS or other types of adaptive technology such as a screen magnifier, this task could be something that's quite intensive. There's a lot of steps to it, and you would hope that there would be an easier way of downloading these books to your computer. Well, Adaptive Voice, which is a small company, has just released a new product that is called C-Desk, and that is spelled the letter C, D-E-S-K, for Media. C-Desk for Media is really a very helpful software program that works on Windows applications such as Windows XP, Windows Vista, and Windows 7. This program is simply installed into your computer, and it will then allow you to download books from the National Library Service in three steps. I know that when you're using other screen readers, there's actually a total of over 20 steps to actually download the book and have it downloaded to your computer. Now, with C-Desk for Media, you simply can install the program. Once you turn it on, you then type the name of the book or the author that you're looking for. The computer program will then find it, and then you use your cursor keys to highlight those options that has been found within the search. Then, you press Alt and G for Go, and it will then begin to download it. So this makes it very, very quick and easy to be able to find some of the books that might be available in digital format and to download it to your computer. No longer do you have to do all the packing and unpacking, zipping and unzipping, and copy and pasting these files from one place to another. Also, if you're using programs that are related to the Victor Reader Stream or the GW Micro BookSense, this is something that will really help you in saving you a lot of time of just downloading the book to your computer and then copy and pasting it into your SD card of your digital book player, such as the Victor Reader Stream or the BookSense. Now, what's also really nice about this program is that it's very affordable. The cost is only $39. So overall, if you're a person who does enjoy downloading digital books from the National Library Service, the BARD program, C-Desk for Media is a very, very helpful software that you might consider. For more information on it, you can simply go to www.adaptivevoice.com. That's A-D-A-P-T-I-V-E-voice.com. Again, that's www.adaptivevoice.com. I hope this information was helpful to you, and please tune in next time when we bring you more information on computers and adaptive technology. For Ayers LA, this is Dr. Bill Takeshita. This podcast is intended solely for the use of the blind and the print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited.